Titan officials say basic economics no longer support the project. That's partly because the cost to construct a new cement plant in the United States has risen substantially in the past few years, and new coastal capacity in North Carolina could erode the market with cement imports, likely, say officials, because of the strong U.S. dollar, the global cement supply, and low ocean freight costs. When news of a cement plant coming to Castlehaine broke nearly 8 years ago, it galvanized environmentalists into a force they called Stop Titan. The proposed facility launched a divisive and ongoing debate in the county over the role of the special use permit, strategies for economic growth, and whether those two ideas are at loggerheads. Opponents of the plant argued the facility would bring a minimal number of jobs in exchange for polluted air and water. Supporters insisted smart growth must include a diverse range of industries, including heavy industry. Titan officials say its parent company, the Titan Group, is committed to long-term growth in the U.S. All existing North Carolina operations will continue, they say, and no jobs in these operations will be affected by this decision. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.